Hey, this is Forest Hills, and you're listening to The Mosh Pit.
Forest Hill, and you're from New York City. Also, I saw that you guys lived in Los Angeles for a little while. What was that like?
Yeah, I mean, we met out in LA. We were both temporarily living there. Do you want to explain why you were out there?
I was out there. I grew up in Missouri. I moved to Vegas for a few years, and then LA was so close, I figured why not move there. So I was actually there for the last 7 years, just looking for musicians to create something with.
Yeah, I'm originally from New York City, and I had moved out to LA with my mother. She got some work out there. I figured, why not follow her? I went there for college. I was out there for about 5 years, and Jack and I met towards the end of it. And I had been planning to move back to New York after I finished school. And I kind of met Jack like maybe less than a year before I finished schooling, right?
Yeah.
It was more or less a year. And I was like, hey, I know we just met, but I'm planning to move across the country. Will you come with me? And of course, he said yes. Because he's crazy. So, yeah, I mean, I never really felt attached to LA. It doesn't have much of a soul. I feel like New York City has a soul that, like, most cities don't have. I don't know how to explain that.
Yeah.
I've never really been attached to anywhere.
I don't know. It's just LA, the whole way that the social aspect functions is very different. It's not really a city. It's more like a bunch of suburban areas that have been attached together. Like, you have downtown, which is kind of city-like, but the rest of it is very suburban. You have to have a car. Stuff is really spread out. It closes early at night. Like, it's not, there isn't really city life like you get in New York City.
I grew up in the country where everything closes early and you always have to have a car. So.
Yeah, Jack's like, that's home.
Right. That's the way it is here in Atlanta. Everything closes early and you kind of have to have a car. So when you're, I know that when you're in a band and you're creating beautiful artwork together, there has to be sort of a vibe, a good relationship between the two of you. How hard is it to find someone that you vibe very well with?
I mean, yeah, so in the music industry, the phrase that pops up a lot is called chemistry. It's basically the same thing. When you have chemistry with someone, you work well together, you have those good vibes going. And I'd say, I mean, it depends on the situation, but I'd say it's pretty rare to find someone that you have perfect chemistry with, because you have to get along on a creative aspect. You have to be able to create well together, but then also on a personal level, you know, you can't go on tour and want to kill your tour mates in the bus. You know, you can't be fighting constantly. And so to be able to get along on both those levels, it's hard to find someone who plays the same kind of music you like, plays the way that you want, works well with you, and then also on a personal standpoint, you can agree enough to get along. I mean, what would you say?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it can be faked. I've been in tons of sessions where I could hear what somebody was wanting to do and I can manipulate the situation if I wanted to. Really long term is what matters. Like, do you see yourself being able to actually, like Zira said, tolerate this person on tour, you know, get along with them, and determination. Like, if you actually want to, like, get to know somebody, you can, and just about everybody, there's something that you can relate on. But I don't know, it's really just how determined you are, and are you open enough to actually be vulnerable unless you need you to. Like, it's just like any other friendship or relationship, really, like, depends on what you're willing, like, determination and what, how you're willing to live.
Meeting halfway.
Meeting halfway. Right.
Agreed. I totally agree.
Oh, absolutely. So we're going to move into our first question from our sponsor, Poddex. What do you guys consider the most overrated virtue?
An overrated virtue?
Talent.
Talent? Yeah. Yeah, I would probably agree with that. We have a lot of people who, like, fans will message us, they're like, oh, you're so talented, I could never do music. And I'm like, bro, talent is learned. You play an instrument for 10 years, you're bound to get good at it. No one's good at guitar the first time they pick it up. They're all terrible. It's learned. So, no, I would definitely say, like, a lot of people get it in their minds that talent is innate and you're just, like, born a virtuoso or you're born talentless. That's
everybody
really
I know that are like that, too, they get burnt out before they even reach 20 normally.
Yeah, yeah, no, some people do have, like, a natural inclination and they're maybe better than your average person at something when they first try it, but those people, if they're not immediately good at something, they'll give it up usually because they're used to being good at something when they first pick it up. So that I wouldn't consider that talent at that point. That's just that's just being stubborn.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of agree on that one. You know, anyone can learn to draw, and anyone can learn color theory, but, you know, it takes practice and time to come up with your own style and your own way of doing things. So
next to some trains.
It's okay.
Yeah, that's our aesthetic. We love it.
That's awesome. I feel that.
So we're going to go into the next question from our sponsor, Poddex. What do you consider your greatest achievements?
Greatest achievements? Do you want to go first?
I mean, personally, surviving as a band, actually releasing music and meeting awesome people, I guess. Like,
yeah, I mean, I definitely consider our band to be a huge achievement just because there's so much projected growth and just the incredible growth that it's had so far. As far as, like, a personal life achievement, I mean, probably starting college as early as I did just because most people don't do that. But, I mean, I don't really take it as a sense of pride. It just kind of is what it is. You know?
It's cool that you did it.
Yeah. So what did you go to college for? I'm just curious.
I started college when I was 15, so I initially went for my associate's in graphic design. I got about 63 credits of that, but I didn't take the final course that I needed to really finish that degree. So, like, I technically don't have it, but at that point in time, I kind of realized once art became a job, I didn't really like it anymore. So then I transferred to law school, and I became a paralegal.
Congratulations on that, by the way.
Thank you.
So what would you guys be doing if you weren't doing music? If music wasn't your front line, other than the paralegal, I mean, that's pretty awesome.
I mean, I would be dead. Music saved my life. It was really the only reason that I kept going and honestly continued to keep going. Paralegal and art and all that stuff is really just added hustles and side bonuses and things that I find interesting.
I mean, I've always done music with everything that I've done. In different times of my life, like I was teaching martial arts professionally, I've been a professional barber. So I have other things that I've done as professions, but music has always, I've always been playing in bands even through all that, or I've had a drum kit set up at work, or like it's always been a part of whatever I've done.
Yeah, I mean, music for me, like there was a literal point in my life where I just did not see a reason to keep going on, and that was the one thing that kept me going. So if that didn't exist, then that wouldn't have happened. So yeah, we wouldn't really be here right now.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I relate to that. I'm a hairstylist by day, and I'm an artist by night. So I totally get it. Like hair pays the bills, but art feeds my soul.
Yeah, exactly. Like, my dad's a barber, and I was able to apprentice with him, and, like, I love working with my dad in a shop, but working at any other shop is just work, and it pays the bills, and it pays well, and the clients normally are pretty cool, too, so, like, it's good vibes, because I can control the situation for the most part, but, you know, music.
Totally. So, What's your biggest reoccurring nightmare?
Jack dying. It's probably my big. It keeps happening. They're like, whoa, okay, let's move on.
Zero's the one that has all the nightmares.
Yeah, do you even have dreams usually?
Yeah, I have dreams. They're just obscure and, like, silly normally.
Sometimes you're like, I had this weird dream. We were in a weird house that was, like, broken down, and this man ran out of it with a trash bag. I don't know what it had inside of it, but he ran.
I think we all have dreams like that, or the ones where you're like, I was in a house, I don't know what I was doing, or why I was there, but I was there.
Anyway. Yeah, I have lots of driving dreams, too.
Yeah, you have dreams where you're like, you're driving in one city, but it's the map of another city or something like that.
Yeah, like, I'll be driving on a familiar highway, but then it'll do something that it's not supposed to do.
Yeah, you have a lot of dreams like that. That's happened a few times, yeah.
So speaking of dreams, Wes and I have had this ongoing conversation. When you close your eyes, there is a certain percentage of people who you can say, do you see an apple? Can you see what color the apple is? Can you imagine the apple? And when you close your eyes, can you see the apple? And there are some people who can see the apple, and there are some people who just cannot imagine that apple. Have you ever experienced something like that? Like, when you close your eyes, can you see an object that you're absolutely thinking of?
Yeah,
I mean, I just, even without closing my eyes, I thought I saw a blue apple.
Yeah,
but that's just me.
I can see an apple with my eyes open.
Oh, yeah, right.
Fascinating daytime. Okay.
So we were actually talking to a guy who said, I can't do that. I have to see what I'm looking at. So it was very interesting to kind of have that discussion. It's kind of like the dreams where people are like, well, I know a dream. I just don't remember them.
Yeah.
So
I think it's a whole type A, type B personality thing where those of us who are very, I don't want to say logical, but very fact styled, whereas the others are creative.
Like, which is odd, but
yeah.
Brain works in interesting ways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't see the apple when I close my eyes, so. Oh, well. I'll go to the store and buy one. What is your most unusual talent?
Do you have any unusual talents?
That I know of.
You have a talent for pissing me off.
Yeah, I get that.
Oh, I don't know. Do I have any weird talents?
Showing up for work on time.
Is that a weird talent?
Yeah.
I guess so. I guess we both have that.
What's your biggest weird talent, Wes?
Me? Probably the same as him, pissing everybody off. I'm really good at that, actually.
But then somebody still just doesn't like what you're doing.
No, you intentionally. Last night, there was a cup of orange juice sitting beside the bed, and I asked you if you were drinking orange juice, and you said, no, that's not orange juice, just to aggravate me.
I know someone like that.
pleading the fifth.
I don't know. I think mine is I drop these one-liners, and then, like, I've had friends tell me, you know, you said this thing the other day, and I thought about it later, and was it meant to hurt my feelings? And I'm like,
oh.
And I'm like, well, did you have to think about it a couple hours later to realize it hurt your feelings? It's horrible. But it is what it is.
I do that a lot. It runs in my family. My older brother, too, like, he doesn't realize he's even being rude. He's just being honest. And he'll, like, let's say my mom gets a haircut. He'll be like, wow, that's a terrible haircut. They did an awful job. But, like, he won't realize he's being mean when he says it. He's just being honest.
Right. And then later they're like, wait a minute. Did she just insult me?
She's like, it's messed up. Why would you say that? He's like, what are you talking about?
Okay. All right. Let's see. If you could change one thing about yourself, what would it be?
I mean, I would choose to be in a male body.
Well, yeah.
What about you, Mr. Perfect? What would you change?
I'm self-absorbed, and I'm pretty happy.
Do you want your actual...
I mean, I've had a lot of dental issues, so I guess, you know, better dental,
better teeth
would be great, yeah. But you know, take care of that, so it's all good now.
Legit, Jack, that's why I was just thinking I would straighten out my teeth a little more, you know, like get them nice and white and straight. What about you, Wes?
Me? I haven't changed anything. I'm pretty awesome as I am.
Oh, okay. See, I'm not the only one.
So what are you guys most excited about right now? Like, right now?
Music.
I mean, really, just connecting with fans is what we've been working hard on, and just trying to keep in touch with people. And
no, that's literally like every single day. Like, we talk to up to 400 people every day, and we're just constantly messaging fans and making connections. And like, as soon as I wake up, that's what I'm thinking about. I'm thinking, oh, I know we probably have like 200 messages sitting there waiting to be responded to. Time to hop on, time to talk to people.
I don't know where you've been, and I don't know where I am going from here. But you called me by my name, and I feel ashamed to take your time. But by your side feels right, and I will start anew. I will fight all the demons with you, erase your shavings from the page, let them fall to the floor like confetti in some kind of way.
Yeah, y'all's Instagram's growing pretty quick too, isn't it?
Yeah, super fast. Our Facebook too.
Yeah.
That's awesome, guys. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So do you have anything like big in the works, or are you guys like, with like this whole COVID mess and everything, bands have had downtime. Have you guys been working a little more on what you're working on, or?
Yeah, I mean, we've been very lucky. The pandemic never slowed us down. Our studio space never shut down or anything like that. So we've been able to keep working. We just released our second album, Renegade, on August 1st, and we're recording our third album right now. And we've been doing live stream concerts every single month on Patreon. So we've been staying as active as we possibly can. Obviously, we're not going to be doing, like, in-person shows until the virus is gone. But
I mean, we try to, everything we do, we try to make it via being called big, so eventually it just kind of becomes habit. So I don't know, nothing specific, like, big means new.
We did new merch recently.
Yeah,
too.
We did new merch. Yeah, t-shirts. Yeah, which that was a big, deal.
That was a big investment.
yeah, new merch lines, you know, just constantly trying to figure out a way to innovate, really.
Yeah.
So, my next question in my little pod deck thing here is, what's left on your bucket list?
Global tour.
Yeah, I guess so. So I've never really
had, I've never really had a bucket list, but no, I mean, just like things for the band, like we want to do a national tour, want to do a worldwide tour, just continue growing our Forest Hills, you know?
Yeah, it's being able to keep investing in the band, like... We're only able to invest in it if people invest in us to a certain degree.
We're very boring people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel that. You guys said you've got live streams coming up. When did you guys decide to do live streams for Patreon?
Well, before the pandemic, like, we kind of already been inspired to do live stream shows because we have a lot of fans that aren't local. But we don't have a dense, like, we have fans all over, but the density of those fans, we're still growing. So we have fans all over the world, so and technically we're ready to tour, but we don't have a dense enough population of those fans to technically tour.
Couldn't sell enough tickets to do a show in one location.
Yeah, like, we can't sell 100 tickets per location, you know, like, that's still growing. So we were thinking of doing live stream concerts just to be able to still reach those people and to show them that, look, we're actually playing the music, this is us. We perform live as good as the recordings, like, to show people what we're actually capable of doing. And then the pandemic hit, and we just got a few extra little pieces of our gear and started doing live stream concerts.
Yeah, we had already been gearing up to do them before COVID hit, and then COVID kind of gave us a platform that, like, a lot of other bands and musicians started doing them too, but that was good because then more people were actually, that was becoming normalized. Yeah. People were expecting it. But we had been planning to do that beforehand. But no, making our shows more accessible to people, regardless of, you know, if we have fans in Australia or Brazil or the Middle East, like, they can all watch as long as they have internet access. So that was a big deal for us.
See, I like that because I feel like there are a lot of bands out there. I'm not knocking a lot of them, but there are a lot of bands out there that don't feel the importance of showing people, hey, this is really me playing. Hey, this is really me singing. I feel like, you know, showing that you have that talent, that you practiced it, that you've worked on it and you wrote it, it's very important. And it's almost like putting your signature on your artwork.
Sure.
So I agree with that. I think that's an amazing way to look at it. And I commend you for it because I think it needs to be more important in the music scene these days.
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, we're all about making our shows as accessible as possible. Like, a lot of our fans are young kids whose parents wouldn't let them go to concerts anyways because they think they're dangerous, or, like, our fans might have medical conditions. We actually make all of our live shows epilepsy-friendly for that reason, too. Is, you know, we don't think a fan should have to avoid seeing their favorite band just because of a medical condition. You know, that would suck.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. That's epic.
That's very awesome, guys. As far as the live shows and stuff, I was going to extend this to y'all. We kind of stopped or slowed down on them, but if you guys are ever interested in doing a mosh pit takeover of our page and doing a live show, you're absolutely welcome to it.
That's awesome. Cool. Nice.
Yeah. I mean, it's cool. It's a cool premise. Basically, the band takes over our social media for a night and does a little... live show, and then
Q&A or whatever they want to.
Q&A, live video, and or promotion of something coming up, like, maybe, I don't know, your third album, wink wink. But yeah, it's actually pretty fun. It's really cool to watch too, so, and different people from different places, you know.
Yeah, that's dope.
I can't deny I'm waiting for a sign. Pull the stars from the sky, leave the light behind. And if there was a chance, I've lost it to the past. Take all the bad away, and there's nothing left to ask. And there's nothing left to see, dreams aren't reality. And there's nothing left to be when the world doesn't want me. Cause as far as I can see, it never comes down to me. When the truth is what I speak, nobody seems to hear a thing. You want a favorite way, you Nobody notices, just wanted to, it's right, but it's hard to keep going. And if there was a chance, I've lost it to the past, take all the bad away, and I'm still looking for a path. Cause there's nothing I can see to stay in reality, and there's nothing left to be when no one seems like they need me. And it's plain as day to see, it never comes down to me. When the truth is what I speak, it doesn't matter, you see.
You wanna pave the way, you wanna save the day, realize every single thing you're trying.
Last question, my last question. I think she's got one more.
Yeah.
Who are your heroes?
Heroes. What do you root for us? I feel like this is kind of a similar question to, like, what are your influences or inspirations?
Yeah. It's close. It's close, but it's heroes.
Like, with that specific question, we always answer that we have none. So, to the extent, like, I feel like a hero is even a higher standard than that.
Yeah, I mean,
nice.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I have people that I look up to or that I think are cool, but in terms of, like, did they save me or did they change me as a person? None.
Yeah, I kind of agree with that. I like the way you worded that.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are people that inspire me from time to time, but I feel like, you know, when you work hard, you should be able to take the credit for doing it yourself.
Be your own hero.
I also think that's having, you know, a healthy mindset, especially, like, when you're dealing with musicians, is a lot. We've had fans come up to us and be like, you saved my life, your music saved my life. And I have to tell them, like, no, we did not. You did that yourself. Our music might have shown us that you were strong enough to do that, but we're not going to take credit for that. You did that because you're strong. Like, I feel like that's an important distinction to make, whereas people will get so obsessed and idolize a human being who just plays an instrument because they don't want to admit that it was really themselves because they're awesome.
Yeah. Right. My biggest heroes, I mean, without getting into, like, religion and faith too much, would be on that end, or, like, you know, my dad or people like Zero that have really just invested in my life.
Right. I agree. Okay. So my last little pot deck card says, what are you currently curious about?
The future.
2021, because 2020 sucks.
Very true. No, I mean, there's always that curiosity. You know, when you're in a band, nothing is ever very certain, you know, as a musician, especially during these times where everyone's kind of uncertain. So, I mean, I'm curious, I'm worried, I'm also excited to kind of see what happens over the next, you know, we've been a band for 2 years now, so over the next 2 years, I have no idea what's going to happen, which is
Didn't expect anything that's already happened to happen, so
yeah,
we're kind of just living in the curiosity.
Agreed. You know, that it's a cool state of mind, though, to be curious and try to figure things out and how things work. But what I'm curious about is if you could, like, choose an unconventional, any unconventional instrument to learn to play, what would it be?
The next instrument I'm looking to play is cello.
Nice.
I would love to have a hurdy-gurdy to play.
Hurdy-gurdy?
No didgeridoos?
Didgeridoos are cool, but, like, I don't know, a hurdy-gurdy is awesome because it's a stringed instrument, but yet you never actually have to touch the strings, which I love.
Jack doesn't like how strings feel.
Strings are like sandpaper, and I understand calluses, and that's not it. It's just the general feel of strings. I like the hurdy-gurdy. Didgeridoos are a close second to the hurdy-gurdy.
Yeah, you love guitar so much, but you hate strings.
It's my favorite instrument, but it's not for me.
Let's get to the drums.
Nice. Guys, I appreciate y'all sitting down for this interview. Is there anything you guys want to plug before we end?
Yeah, I mean, we're always working on something new. Like we said, we have live stream concerts every single month. That's at patreon.com/ForestHills. Our Instagram is ForestHills_band. Our Facebook is ForestHills_official_band. Our Twitter is ForestHillsBand. Our website is ForestHills.band. And you can always email us anytime at fhrebels@gmail.com. Do you want to say anything?
Feel free to message us on. We're kind of the quickest to respond right now on Instagram.
Yeah.
But you know, people can message us anytime, and it's actually us responding. We don't have robots. We don't. You know, it hasn't gotten so crazy that we've had to hire anybody yet.
Nope. No automation. No assistants. So, we also run a Discord server. We play video games with people every week. Our fans and stuff.
Even playing Among Us with our fans.
Among Us and Minecraft. Yeah.
So that's fun.
Nice.
Here's a wild card question for you. What's your top 5 video games to play?
Ooh, for me, probably the rebooted Tomb Raider series. I like Portal 2 a lot. Minecraft has been fun. I wouldn't play it by myself, but Minecraft with fans has been fun, for sure. I would say probably the Stanley Parable, just because I found it hilarious. Even though, like, it's not, I don't know. I mean, it is a video game, but it was kind of short. I don't know. And then, I really enjoyed playing Slender the Arrival when I was, like, 12. I don't know if I would enjoy it now, but I enjoyed it back then.
I mean, I'd say my top favorites, one of the few games I've played through several times was Resident Evil 4. So I like some of the Resident Evil games, depending on which ones.
They have a new one now.
Yeah, but you never know if the new one's going to suck or not. So,
yeah.
I like 4 the best. Call of Duty is always a great one. Even the mobile one's actually awesome.
Yeah,
sometimes we'll
jump
on there too.
I like Minecraft too.
Yeah, Minecraft's fun, especially like playing with people. It's fun building random stuff. I like driving games. I love driving games.
You do. Didn't you play a Spider-Man game for a bit?
Yeah, I like Spider-Man games. They're kind of like Resident Evils. You never know if they're going to be great or horrible.
Wow, we're just roasting your top games right over here.
Yeah. Oh, hey, you know.
All right.
But, yeah, no, I think it's about 5. Yeah, driving in here.
Yeah.
I think it's 5.
You actually did it. Wow, yeah. I'm so proud of you.
There you go. I'm not a typical drummer. I can count to 5.
Yeah, he can count larger than 3.
Said we'd be fine. I'm losing sleep.